Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday the 16th of February. So it's just tipped over into afternoon. Thank you again for the responses to yesterday's podcast and the little bits of snippets of advice that I throw in there. Hopefully they help some and seem to be well received. Okay, straight into today. No horse again. As I said, sort of all week. The racing will probably get going next week onwards. Let's just visit the golf that was given out on Thursday. As I have posted on Twitter this morning, I have taken my full stake out by trading Scott at 6.2. So if you remember, I had 75 quid on Scott, 75 quid on Matsuyama. I have traded £150 of that on Scott this morning. So I'm now zero, £1,800 profit on Scott, and 2.5 grand on Matsuyama if he gets it going. I will cover that a bit more after I've given everything out. Okay, into the football, and if you like a shorty, Marseille today look good value to win against Amiens this evening. I'll just get the price up for you. Sorry about that. Marseille playing Amiens at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Sorry, they're currently 1.48. Anything over 1.45, and they're a decent bet, Marseille. So if you like shorties and want to follow that, then I wouldn't put you off. In the La Liga, Sociedad are a back to lay 2.16 Sociedad, which I think is a cracking price. Leganés form, when you look at it, it's a bit flattering. They've actually done well against teams below them, not done well against teams above them. And I think Sociedad as a back-to-lay opportunity today looks a decent one. So much the same as Ado Den Haag yesterday. I'll back Sociedad if they take the lead. I will just remove my liability and leave it on the home win. Obviously, I had the mentions from yesterday. Sunderland no good last night. Went 2-0 down, got it back, scored at the end, but disallowed. But we do have Charlton and Forest Green as the homes, and the aways were Cheltenham, Colchester and Queen's Park in Scotland. Not to be confused with Queen's Park Rangers. And I have three trades for you. Schalke versus Freiburg kicking off at 2:30. I will be doing the standard over 1.5 trade on that. So if it is 20 minutes in and it is 0-0, then I will back over 1.5 goals over the next sort of 15 minutes. And then if a goal goes in, I will remove my liability. In La Liga, at 3:15, Rayo Vallecano are playing Atletico Madrid. And I will be looking for a late first half goal there. So sort of 30 minutes into the game, if it is 0-0. I will start to lay under 0.5 first half goals. You'll be in at a price around about 1.3. And I will sort of lay that from 30 through to 40 minutes again in two or three bets for a very small liability and hope we get a late first half goal. And then in Turkey, a team I keep visiting that haven't been that fantastic to me, but they owe me one, so I'm hoping that they turn round. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, Fenerbahce versus Konyaspor. The over 2.5 is too big. I've got it shorter than the 2.12. I've got it slightly odds on. Again, another one of those where I've profiled it against other games. And I've got the markets flipped here compared to what the Betfair masses think. So I am going to back over 2.5 goals. I'm going to let the game start. A couple of minutes. Drip in over the first 15 minutes a bit on over 2.5 goals, and I will trade that. If a goal goes in early, I will probably green both sides. So that is the lot for today. If shorty is Marseille, golf I'm out just for my stake, so I'm zero on everything, and I'm profit on Scott and Matsuyama. I'll cover that again in a minute. Sociedad are back to lay at 5:30 against Leganés. Trades, Schalke versus Freiburg over 1.5, Rayo Vallecano versus Atletico Madrid a first half goal late on, and Fenerbahce Konyaspor over 2.5 pretty much from the start. The Schalke Freiburg game obviously after 20 minutes, And then we've got the mentions from yesterday: Cheltenham, Forest Green, the homes; Cheltenham, Colchester, and Queen's Park, the aways. Do all that with you will, and best of luck. And I'll be back for those who just want the bets tomorrow. But for those who just want a little bit more info, I'm going to go to the golf first. And I had a couple of emails, obviously, after posting my tweet of, is that what I always do? And again, I come back to people trying to systemize something. Do I get in at 38 and out at 6, blah, blah, blah? No, it is. It's golf, and it's a circumstantial thing. I've looked at the market this morning, and this is where learning a bit about sport that you're betting on there. Scott is up there, tied for the lead. But he's tied for the lead, not with a couple of Muppets. He has got Spieth around him, and he's got Justin Thomas around him, both prolific winners. And both what the market would expect to beat Adam Scott, almost certainly. So Justin Thomas is already 3.35, despite he's on the same score. And I think he's played a hole more. And that is purely because these guys are, one, they're great players, and two, they've been winning week in, week out over the last couple of years. If either of those start to make a couple of birdies, the only thing that's going to happen is Scott's price is going to drift. And then, obviously, I'm not getting in. Of course, I want him to go and trade odds on. That's why I haven't greened the whole thing up now. I want to give myself a chance to see what he does. But against the players he's got round him, he needs to take the lead and go a couple clear for the market to get in our favour. So the whole idea of the bet was to trade. And my first priority, as is pretty much always the case, and something I hope you're learning from listening to this, is to remove the loss situation. And, you know, I make an assumption that most people who listen to this podcast lose. My sort of mantra, and again, people who've been to see me in seminars, etc., is before you can start winning, you've got to stop losing. And that is what I'm hoping that some of you are picking up over these podcasts, that if you remove the losses time and again and give yourself a chance to win, you know, I've got a chance now to pocket anything up to £1,800 if Scott goes, but I can't lose anything. A lot of my sort of one and a half trades remove the liability. I've got a free shot at another goal. If you keep giving yourself these free shots, rather than trying to be greedy and going for big wins and then you've got to absorb losses, you'll actually have a much smoother path and a much smoother trading life. And, you know, as I said yesterday, stress-free trading. A few comments and emails where people want help with that sort of stuff. And I know some of the people who've emailed me or commented, and I look at the way they train, I think, no wonder you're having heart attacks and you're stressed and you're getting yourself down, because you're putting so much pressure on yourself to hit the big wins all the time because you have big losses. I like to nudge along. You know, one of my good friends said to me one day when I was out with him, he said, "You're just a fiddler." And it's a compliment. He thought he was insulting me, but I quite like it as a compliment because that is what I do. I fiddle my way around to, you know, £400-£500 profit a day, and I'm quite happy with that fiddling about. If that's what fiddlers do, then I'll be a fiddler for the next 20 years. And, you know, there's a different mindset to if you've got a fixed odds betting system, which I might produce through the odds sheet, and I let that run and I don't worry what happens day in, day out. It's like a 5-year sort of ISA. Just let it go and don't panic about it. And I know people do. But with these trades, my first priority is always to protect my stake, give myself a free shot, a free blast at it. So that's what I've done with the golf. If it was two other players around Scott, I'd probably be playing it slightly differently. It is very much a circumstantial thing. It's not a, oh, I've got to get up these six now, that's it. I had no, you know, I watched it up until late last night, but I had no idea what price he was going to be when I woke up. But I the first thing I look at isn't just the price, but who's he up against? And that's why, and again, it's knowing the sport a bit, and I only trade sports I know about. That's why I don't do tennis, I don't do cricket, because I do sports that I know a bit about it. And I know what's going to happen to that market if Thomas makes a birdie. If Thomas comes out and birdies his first hole today, Scott's price is going to drift out. So that's where we're at, and obviously I'll always try and advise when we've got the golf trades and things, people, as quickly as possible. My only, you know, thing I want to see now is Scott play well and go to odds on so I can get a decent trade out of it. But I've got the weekend now to enjoy it and pick my moments. And if he goes backwards, he goes backwards. I've had a free shot and I've not lost anything. So that's that. Sorry to ramble on a little bit, but you know, I do want people to try and learn as well as just put bets on. Just to run through again today, Marseille, a good value. I made them about 1.3. I think they're about 1.49. So they are a decent bet for today. But you know, I understand at 1.48, people don't want to get involved in short prices. You know, it's there for you if you want to. Sociedad, I've already explained. Leganés, when you look at the results, the good results are all against teams below them. And Sociedad, a good value today. And the others are just standard trades where, once again, you know, I've priced the goals. Schalke, Freiburg, over 1.5 is too short on Betfair. Too big on Betfair. I had it much shorter. Rayo Vallecano, first half goal similarly, and Fenerbahce, Konyaspor. I had the prices pretty much flipped of what Betfair have got them. So plenty for you today. Obviously, I will update golf and I will post on Twitter first, because obviously it's through the night. So if anything happens tonight, I will post on Twitter. If Scott comes out the traps and goes well, I will update on Twitter what I'm doing. Other than that, I'll be back tomorrow with the podcast early, because I've got things to do tomorrow. So good luck today, and I'll be back in the morning.